That's the thing about tournament football. There's no time to sit and sulk, especially if your next opponents are the European and world champions. Spain drew 1-1 with Italy in their opening game yesterday, but started without a recognised striker. Despite that, they had 9 shots on target compared to Italy's 6, and they also had 7 corners and gave away only 2. Former Ireland defender Phil Babb says we can take some ideas from what Italy did against the Spanish during yesterday's game.
Ireland are going to have to tinker a little bit, be a little bit more creative, a little bit more cleverer, for want of a better word, to defend against the Spanish. And what Italy also done was try and hit Spain on the with the long ball, using Balotelli to run the channels at times, and it was effective. I think the best form of defence is attack anyway. Hopefully Trapattoni will subscribe to that philosophy and we see a different Ireland on Thursday.
Ireland manager Giovanni Trapattoni has been taking flak for his substitution policy last night. Former Ireland defender Gary Breen wonders why he didn't bring in Sunderland winger James McLean.
Well, I'm surprised that he didn't get a chance, bearing in mind, like you said, that Simon came on. As soon as I saw Simon Cox stripping, I thought, oh, well, he's going to go up front. But to push him out on the left, where we've never really seen him before, bearing in mind that James has had such a wonderful last 6 months in the Premier League with Sunderland, was very surprising. Obviously, to even put Cox ahead of Hunt as well, it just didn't make any sense. And it was certainly a decision that you looked at and couldn't quite understand.
Breen was one of Ireland's best players at the World Cup in 2002, and he says the players will be fired up for the next match.
I think confidence today will be very low, obviously. They'll be feeling hurt, the players, not only for their own performances and the result, but what it means to us as a country, because we're so wary of that when we're going out there, and we just wanted to put on a good performance to make the country proud, as Robbie has said many times in his interviews. But in terms of getting yourselves up again, you know, they're playing for Ireland. It's their dreams come true, these guys. They're playing against the world and European champions. They shouldn't be wanting for any motivation more than that.
It's time to keep the faith in the boys in green.